Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When it comes right down to it, is life a gift or a reward? Well, for many years now, television shows have been airing that are known as reality shows. Shows that supposedly show us how life really is. And I wonder what they tell us about life. Most reality shows, I think, depict life as a struggle, a competition in which the highest achiever finally emerges to take the prize. By and large, reality shows show us life as reward, what we get. And life in some ways does seem to be about reaching out for rewards, dreaming, planning, training, working to achieve, to accomplish, to possess, to win. But then Jesus comes along today and tells us a story that calls into question everything we call reality. Life as we naturally live it may be about rewards, but that's not what God intended. God gives us something better to call life. And to tell us what life is all about, Jesus tells us a story about work. There was this man who owned a vineyard. Harvest arrived, and he realized that he was going to need some extra help, so he went to the unemployment office to find a group of workers. There he did find some, and he greeted them, told them about his operation, offered them a fair wage for a day's work, loaded them into his truck, and brought them over to work on his farm, knowing that he would need more help than he had hired when the office opened. He went back into town and hired another team of workers at coffee time, and then at lunch hour, and then just 1 hour before closing time. And at the end of the day, the vineyard owner called his workers together to thank them for their labor and to send them on their way with their wages. He decided to pay the workers in the opposite order to which they had been hired. His workers filed up to his pay desk, received their pay, and left the farm. But when the last group of the workers arrived for their pay, the first ones he had hired, the man could see something was wrong. These workers had been watching and listening as he had been paying his employees, and at some point, they had realized that he was paying everyone the same wage. And so they lodged a complaint. These men who were hired last worked only 1 hour. And you made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. Well, it doesn't really seem fair, does it? Shouldn't their work be worth more than that of those who only worked for an hour? Strangely, the vineyard owner didn't think so. Friend, I am not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous? Well, now that's another way of looking at this whole situation, isn't it? The first workers did agree to work for a denarius, which in Jesus' time was a day's wage. The owner certainly did have the right to pay more than what might be expected to the other workers if he wanted to. And yes, the first workers were in fact being envious of the generosity of their employer. They thought the man owed them more if he was going to be generous to those later workers. But did he? Well, that depends on whether you see life as a reward, something you earn, or as a gift, something that comes from another. It's tempting to see it as a reward. That's what the disciples were constantly thinking as they struggled over who was the favorite disciple of Jesus, who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Just before Jesus told this parable, Peter asked him a question that clearly showed that he viewed life as a reward. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, we've left everything to follow you. What will there be for us?" That's what we fall into believing too as we go to work each day. We speak of our work and our money and our possessions as if they belong to us exclusively, as if they were our rightfully earned reward in life. But our Old Testament lesson today hints that God sees things differently than we do. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways mine." Where would any of those men have been if the vineyard owner hadn't come calling for their work? They would have been unemployed still. What did they do to earn their jobs? Is life really about rewards that we earn for ourselves, or is it actually about gifts given to us by God? Well, we should hope that it's not about rewards, because God's commandments teach us how deserving we are of rewards from Him. There was this young man, a likable young fellow, very spiritual, he thought. And he came to Jesus one day with a question. "Teacher, what good thing should I do to earn eternal life?" When Jesus told him to keep the commandments, the man's face shone triumphantly. He thought that he had kept all commandments, but he still wondered if there was something more that he should do to merit eternal life. Jesus told him, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." Now those words burst this man's illusory balloon of righteousness. The command Jesus gave him showed him that there was no hope of him earning eternal life. That command Jesus gave to go and sell everything you have and give to the poor, well, it showed the man that he, in fact, was not living by God's commands as truly as he thought. He loved and relied upon his wealth much more than he did upon God. In all of us, as we reflect on this story, we can see that there are false trusts, selfish desires, and evil attitudes that are brought out into the open when we consider our lives in the light of what God has commanded us to be. With Paul, we must confess that we have all sinned and fall short of God's glory. If life is only about rewards, then woe to us all. For as Paul describes, the reward we have earned for our failures to love God and each other in this way, the wages or the reward of sin is death. But the gift of God, the apostle continues, is eternal life in Jesus Christ. We never really begin to understand what life is until we admit the fact that it's not about our work and the rewards that we win. It's all about the work of God and the gifts that He gives to us. Jesus finished His story of the vineyard workers with a saying, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." That sums up the conclusion of his parable quite literally, but it also reminds us of what Jesus' life work was all about. Who was Jesus? God's one and only Son, right? He was the first human being since the Garden of Eden was polluted by sin to live according to God's commands. He is preeminent, the first among humans, first in his love and devotion to the will of God, first in his compassion and service to humanity. His thoughts and ways were precisely God's, And yet on the cross, the one who should have been first made himself last, suffering the death that we all deserve for our sin. Jesus bled and died in our place that we might take his place of favor before God. Jesus, the first, was last at Golgotha, so that all those who deserve to be last might come first, forgiven and restored to life with God as Father. This is the blessed work of Jesus Christ for you and me, and for all people. And it's really more surprising than the payouts that the vineyard worker gave to his owners, or to his workers, I mean. But it affirms the exact same truth. Life is not a reward we earn, but a gift we receive from the nail-pierced hands of Jesus, our Savior. "I've come that they might have life," Jesus said, "and that to the full." Now, believing this plunges us into a new reality. The focus of life is not I, me, mine. It is God. God made us. He rescued us from the death that we deserve. He calls us into a life that's shaped not by our demands for reward, but by gratitude for his generous gifts. Should I bother to come to church each week? Well, how can I consider it a bother when I see all that God gives me in my life? I want to come and give him thanks and praise. I need the gift of forgiveness for my sins that he gives through his word and through his sacrament. I want to ask him to make me more like Jesus. Jesus gave me first place in his family when I didn't deserve last. That's why I worship. The purpose of life is not victory for myself. It's to be a blessing to others. As Jesus gave up first place to promote others, so I want to put the needs of others before my own needs. I want to pray for people who are sick. I want to visit people who are lonely. I want to give to those who are in need. I want to encourage those who are living without hope. I want to show my children by my words and acts that God loves them. And I want to be true to my wife until death parts us. The wages of sin is death, yes. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God for lovingly receiving the wages that are mine and yours, that we may have his beautiful gift and live. In Jesus' name, amen.